Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we're celebrating the ascension of the Lord into heaven. Please join in the opening prayers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Saint Michael,
our angel, defend us from battle. We are our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him among the grave, and do God the grace of heaven to us. By the power of God, trust in the name of Satan, of all the evil spirits, who are all about the world, and see and ruin the souls. Amen.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, Lord, and each other of thee. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, as thou didst bid us. Turn to me, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Lord. We welcome all of you to the liturgy today. Thank you for being compliant with wearing your mask and being conscious of social distancing. At this time, if everyone would really silence their cell phones. Next Sunday, May 23rd, is Pentecost Sunday. Effective Pentecost Sunday, Bishop Arcus will be lifting the dispensation of attending Mass and holy days of obligations. Please check the bulletin for details. We will still be social distancing and wearing a mask. It's a blessing that we will all be able to praise God together as a parish family. If you have any questions, please contact the office. This coming weekend, May 22nd, is a food pantry distribution. If you know anyone in need of food, please have them call the number in the bulletin on Tuesday. They must call in on Tuesday to be able to pick up the food on Saturday. Any questions, please have them call the office. Prayer group will meet on Wednesday, May 12th at 1 p.m. in the church office. The men's group will meet this Thursday, May 20th in the parish office at 9:30 a.m. All are welcome. Noted in the bulletin every week, the monies are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we're not passing a collection basket around, but we have placed a large basket to my right for your convenience. We thank you for your generosity. The Mass attention today is for the people, and our celebrant is Father Sojan.
Hallelujah.
friends coming together as God's family. Let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness. Let us all together say, I confess to Almighty God.
Amen.
on the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during the 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his authority. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up with a cloud, took him from their sight. Suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside him. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus has been taken up from you into heaven. Will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm response, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to Ephesians. brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? In accord with his exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he who put all things beneath his feet and gave him as a head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Friends, you know, today we are celebrating the Feast of Ascension. Jesus was taken into heaven, you know, as the disciples were looking. And we have the beautiful narration of the incident of Jesus' ascension in today's first reading. And the Acts of the Apostles very clearly tells us about the ascension. And, you know, the Feast of Ascension is, you know, in a simple way, we can explain the Feast of Ascension as it is the you know, God's enduring love for trust, God's enduring trust for humanity. You know, God trusts us. You know, God trusts, you know, in spite of our failures. We know over the years, you know, how the people of Israel have failed, how the apostles failed, how the disciples failed. You know, but in spite of all that, you know, God keep trusting in all of us. God, you know, putting his trust, and he entrusts things to us. And, you know, like today, when we celebrate the Feast of Ascension, it's all about Jesus. Jesus is taken up into heaven, and, you know, he's sitting at the right hand. But, you know, let us also think about in the perspective of the disciples, you know, what they felt, you know, what they were thinking, you know, as Jesus was taken up into heaven, you know. And I am sure, you know, like any one of us, you know, we all have those awesome, beautiful moments in all our life, right? Think about, you know, your own day when you got married, you know, after the marriage, when you walked down the aisles with your spouse, the first day. You know, it's a beautiful moment for us, right? Everybody were happy, people were happy, and the families, they were all there, they were all excited. It's a beautiful moment, you know, for everybody. And, you know, but with that, you know, the next day also comes the great, you know, it is a privilege, but it's also a responsibility, you know. A lot of responsibility comes with the sacrament of marriage, you know, and after that. In the same way, you know, think about the day when you were, you know, holding your first baby in your hands, you know, beautiful moments, right? Very nice, and, you know, like everybody's excited, we are so happy. But, you know, comes also, without also, you know, that also comes the responsibility. You know, the great responsibility comes with that, you know. And, you know, for me, you know, for me, my, you know, beautiful day was like my ordination when I became a priest. You know, like, and I know it was a beautiful moment for me, but, you know, at the end, you know, like, I know that there's a lot of responsibility come with that, you know. It's not easy, not easy for the priest, you know, to do all the stuff, and, you know, like, all those, it's a lot of responsibility comes with that. Everybody, any life is like that, you know. When God enters us something beautiful, you know, like, it's also a great responsibility for us. And, you know, the other day I was thinking, when I was reflecting about the gospel and preparing my homily, I was thinking about, you know, like a few years back, you know, like, I mean, not a few years back actually, you know, two years back, you know, when Monsignor Cummings, when he was here, you know, I had the privilege of anointing him maybe like 3 times. And, you know, like every time when he calls me for anointing, you know, I was kind of a little bit afraid, you know, like, I mean, you know, he was a priest for so many years, and, you know, like, he has anointed maybe thousands of people, you know, in his life, in his 78 years of priesthood, you know, like, I mean, so many people. But, you know, like, after, you know, when I say those prayers, you know, like, go for the Christian soul in the name of the Father who created you, and, you know, like, beautiful prayers and all that, and then, after saying all those prayers, you know, sometimes, you know, like, all, you know, every time. And whenever I anoint a priest, I do that. After anointing, you know, like, after saying the prayers and all that, I always, you know, let down before him, and I ask him, hey, Father, please lay your hands on me and pray for me. You know, like, and that is a beautiful moment for me, you know, as a priest, you know, like, to, you know, like, it's like, you know, now, you know, it's time for me to go. I felt like, you know, it's time for me to go. Now you carry on with the work, you know, carry on, you know, what I'm doing, you know. And that is what exactly, you know, Jesus did, you know, with his apostles. It is time for me to go. You know, Jesus was ascended, you know, like, Jesus came from God and he went back to God. And, you know, he said, he promised to each one of us, you know, like, whatever you do, wherever you are, you know, I will be with you. I will be with you. And, you know, like, in today's gospel we heard, you know, to prove that, you know, always, you know, his signs, you know, like, it confirmed with the signs, you know, with the apostles, whatever they did, the Spirit of God was there. And therefore, that is what happens to all of us in our lives, you know, like, whenever we do God's work, you know, whatever we do in our life, Now, like always, remember, the Spirit of God is always there to lead us and assist us, to help us, to support us. Sometimes we all think that, hey, you know, like I am all by myself, there is nobody to help me, nobody to support me, you know, and therefore, always remember, the Spirit of God is always with us, and that is why, you know, Saint Teresa of Avila, she beautifully said, you know, about this, you know, she said, you know, we do not, God does not have, you know, like he's not here with us in you know, to help us, but God enters all these, and you know, we have, it is our hands, it is our feet, it is our, you know, eyes and our ears that we make use of for God. It is through those that God works to, you know, each and every, in each and every one of us. Therefore, let us always remember that whenever we do something, you know, like, you know, we have to do it for God, for the glory of God. And I'm sure whatever we do, the Spirit of God is always there to help us and lead us and assist us in our lives. Therefore, let us always remember, you know, the Spirit of God will be there. Next Sunday we are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. It's that, you know, he is strengthened, you know, with the Spirit. Apostles and the disciples, they were strengthened with the Spirit of God. And, you know, the Holy Spirit was with them. But therefore, today, in a special way, let us ask God's grace that we always remember that we have the responsibility of proclaiming the message, giving a witness and giving our life, you know, for others. And I am sure in all those moments when we share with others, the Spirit of God will be always with us to lead us and guide us. Yes, nice. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial to the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again and in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and his Son is adored and glorified,
who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy,
the Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins,
and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Confident in God's love and steadfast care, we bring our prayers and needs before him.
For the church, may she flourish in holiness as she gives witness to the glory of the risen Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, may the Holy Spirit inspire them in living by the truth and working for justice for all people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who struggle because of poverty, sickness, or violence within their communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the newly baptized and those who received the first Holy Communion and were confirmed, may the flame of the Holy Spirit grow within their hearts and minds. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As we end this year's YFF classes, may the children keep God in their hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, especially those who have no one else to remember or pray for them, may they know the fullness of life in the risen Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. that your Son Jesus prayed for us with hope in our hearts, we now join these prayers to His, knowing you will answer them according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Hearing the preparation of gifts, we'll sing Worthy is the Lamb, number 575, in your personal 2020 listen back. He ascended not to distance himself from the lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people, except in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts, sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Baby.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, Lord of all holies. Make holy, therefore, these gifts we pray by sending down your Spirit upon them like the new fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy also, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs of eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Your stand.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy.
In the body and blood of Jesus Christ, keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus, in our presence, on the Lord.
his life. Almighty ever living God, who allow those on earth to celebrate divine mysteries, then we pray that Christian hope may draw us onward to where our nature is united with you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.